Last week on Tesayin Amid Beis, we had the Gemara of Echol Petisa like a Arba, Echol Namala like a Chamesh, and Echol Tzira like a Shesh. We had the Gemara about eating bugs, eating creatures, that a person's chayav of 4, 5, or 6 Malkis. So there was some comment about the fact that it would be a good topic to talk about. So this week I'd like to share with you some of the Yesaidais in the sugya of this idea of eating bugs. Especially we know that the bugs are taking over, and every year it seems there are more and more issues with vegetables and fruits. So I'd like to talk about the Yesaidais in Shulchan Aruch, basically two ideas that are in Shulchan Aruch. As you'll see, they're connected. You say this like a Tshuva Sarajba. The Tshuva Sarajba is a mechaber. The halachas of eating shrotzim, halachas teloim, is simin pei dalin yardaya. Not often learned, but it's a very geshmaka sugya unto itself. And there, in Siftes, there's a Tshuva Sarajba, which all the paiskim lamaisa agree. And the Tshuva Sarajba is the following. We know there are certain products that always have bugs, always have creatures in them, something like broccoli that always has, it's mulzik p'toloim, and that's not what the Rajba is talking about. The Rajba is talking about something that sometimes has toloim. It's not every leaf of lettuce that has toloim, not every piece of cabbage has toloim, but it's common, the celery, not every celery has toloim, or the toloim they found in the water in New York. It's a mira matsui. It's common, but it's not that common. So basically, it's a suffix. Every time you have a cup of water that's not filtered, or every time you have a piece of celery or a piece of cabbage, it's also because of a suffix. It's a suffix of an isser deraisa, isser of 4 or 5 or 6 isser of deraisas. The Rajba says that if someone cooked one of these things, one of the things that's a suffix, if it has teloim, it's also mitzat suffix. If someone cooked it, someone made stuffed cabbage, or someone cooked water, boiled water. So the Rajba says that then it's mutter, because of a sex feika. A suffix, if there were bugs there in the first place, and even if there were bugs in the first place, shema nimuach, maybe they broke up. A bug is really bottled in the water, except that it's a barrier. It's a whole barrier. A barrier is not bottled. But because it... No, if you eat it, if you take a bug and mash it up and eat it, it's still awesome. But if you have a bug that's broken up and it's mixed into water or into coffee or into a vegetable soup, so then it's bottled b'shishim because it can't be found. So the Rajba says, in such a case, you have a sfek sfeika. Suffik, if there was a creature there in the first place, and if Philo and Tim Filoimer was there in the first place, that maybe it was Nimuach. And that's halacha l'maisa, it's a mechaber, and that's the halacha l'maisa. Then the Hechsherim rely on many types of jelly and jams, which are made from types of berries that have bugs. So those that are considered muzik b'teiloh, and they always have bugs. It's not a sex faker. But the ones that are the tshchiach in them to have bugs, so then there is a sex faker, and that's what the echsherim rely on to give echsherim on jelly or jam where it's cooked in the process. Now, on the Rajba, people will ask, a mevatlin isla chatchila. Let's say we say that water in New York has a bug problem. It's a mira matzah. You're not allowed to drink the water unless it's filtered. Here, you go to a place and you boil water, you make a coffee. So, how are you allowed to boil the water? Eim avatlin isla chatchila. And not only that, but in the din of Eim avatlin isla chatchila, there's a knas that if you are mevatl isla chatchila, it doesn't help. So, what's the heter? So, the answer is the aside that we call the aside of the Taz, because in Hilchos Basar v'Cholov it's a Taz. Although they bring it here as the yisayid of a mechaber, and that yisayid is that if you would cook the food anyway, you're not cooking it just because you want to be mevatel isser. But to make stuffed cabbage, you have to cook the cabbage. You can't make stuffed cabbage with raw cabbage. So you're cooking it not because you want to be mevatlis lechatzilah. You're cooking it because that's the recipe. That's the way it's made. In such a case, there's no din of ein mevatlin isa lechatzilah. The Taz says this in the case of raglei devarim. Remember? The raglei devarim, he says, honey, all honey naturally has pieces of bees in it. If you take honey out of a beehive, it's going to have body parts of bees in the honey. All honey is cooked. It's cooked to make it have a uniform texture and a uniform taste. And it's cooked anyway, not because of the bugs. When you cook honey, the pieces of bee melt into the honey. So that's mutter, because once it melts, it's not a suffix. It vaday melts in, and it's mutter. So memela, the Taz says, emavat l'nislach atzilah. So he says, no. If you would cook it anyway, you're not cooking it to be mevat l'isser, then it's mutter. So this is a Rashba's Yisoid, which, as I said, the Paiskim all agree with. I should mention that the Chochma Sodom in Klal Amit Ches of Katan Dalid talks about water in his communities where water had bugs in them, and he says if you cook it, that it's mutter. I should add that we actually, when the tumult took place, cooked bugs in a lab in test tubes, and have pictures. I have the pictures at home that the bugs break up in the water. Now, here it's a little tricky. The water was boiled. But the bug, if we would have left the bug in the water, nobody could take a picture of it. The bug was in a small test tube in the water. The water in the test tube didn't boil, but it got very hot, and the bugs broke up in the test tube. We have pictures of the bugs and broken in pieces. And it's a dove of borer that they break up. We're not sure exactly at what temperature, but remember, all we need is a suffix. All you need is a suffix. The bugs in New York water is a mira matzoi. And all you need is a suffix if it breaks up. And therefore, we have this heter.
Why do we even have to come on to the Taz's reason? If something mashed up, pulverized, disintegrated in another form, it's not there anymore. It's not there.
But Chazal made a knas. If you take the water, you're in a place, there's only water, there's only this water. You feel, you want cold water. You feel, let me boil it, and then I'll eat it. That's emavat l'nislachatzilah. That's a problem of bitul l'slachatzilah. And there's a knas on somebody who's emavat l'slachatzilah. That doesn't help. What? You want to say there's no emavat l'nislachatzilah by a suffik yisr? I don't know, there's a truman de Shus Yaakov, and he explains it the way I'm saying it. And if there's a makrof emavat by suffik yisr, then maybe it's different. If there's a makrof. Okay. Now, what I want to share with you, that's the Rashba's Yisoid, which I say everyone agrees with. There is in the Taz in Pei Dalid, the Taz is a Simis of Katan Yud Zayin. It's a fascinating Taz. He, in the middle of the Taz, he sticks in Maisa Bechaga Shavuos. So it's a good Shavuos story to come up with. It says, Maisa Bechaga Shavuos, She'osu Hanoshim, Kamat Shal Kolayir, so the ladies made, Kamat the whole city, Lechomim Ufladin, they made simpe dalin. They made chalas, I guess, and cakes in razinkis. Razinkis is raisins. So they made raisin challah, and they made cakes with raisins in them. Rogloch. The isha achas botka razini shalah, and one of the ladies in town checked her raisins, and guess what? V'nimsu ba milbin, and she found bugs in her raisins. So what did she do? Kulam kanu memakim echad. Everyone bought their raisins in the same store. So everyone went running to the store. Halchu umatsu. They went to the person selling the raisins. And umatsu gameitzo amaycher. And they found that the seller also had bugs. So here we have a problem. This one lady, everybody else is already cooked. It's already in their chalas and in their cakes. And this one lady found bugs. And she went to the meicher, and in his raisins, they found bugs as well. You can just see this tumul, you know, in Erev Yom Tif. And the whole city has a problem. So it seems like a simple thing. There's not much hope for this shaila, you know, bugs in the raisins. And And apparently it was muzik v'tolayim. It wasn't a suffix. They all had bugs, and you have a problem. So they bring that the same year it happened to the Taz. The Taz Mistam was in Lemberg. He was a Rav in Lemberg, in Lvov. Lvov is the Jewish name for Lemberg. It happened in Krakow also. The same exact story. And they write that the Rav Feivish was the Rav of Krakow, was asid all the chalas and all the ragala. He asid everything. The Taz, what?
Just to bring it to my house.
Right? Bring it to your house, okay. So the Taz says, Nirabeinai, Shoysen, now you have to chap the chidish of the Taz. Listen what he says. Nirabeinai, Oysam Shalokhu, Kaidim Shanoide Shiesha Milbin, Mutarim, that those who bought raisins before the raisins in which the bugs were found are Mutar, Doimilamashkasa Beseyasa Beshema Rajba, the Rajba I just told you, Svek Sveika. He says it's a Svek Sveika. Why is it a Svek Sveika? Yeshkan Beis Sveikas. Safik Hayasham Rechesh. The Safik, if you bought it before her, maybe there were no bugs. Maybe the bugs came later. And Safik Hayasham Rechesh, Safik Layhaya. Tisalayma Hayasham and Imuach and his Batla. Maybe in the baking of the Chalas, maybe the bugs melted and they're not Shalim. So the Taz said, if you bought it before, then you're in good shape. Now, there are three big nekudas of tumul over this Taz. Number one, first tumul was, you don't get so many bugs in 2 minutes. You know, someone bought a little before, you're going to be matir. In the nekudas hakesef, the Shach time is in such a short period of time, it's Nishava so many bugs? It doesn't make sense. Number two, the Prichadash time is that when you cook bugs, they melt. When you bake bugs are baked bugs. You know, you bake something and it's a baked thing. It doesn't fall apart when you bake it. Second time. Now those two times, there's what the tumul about. It's rather about the baked bugs. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva. He writes that bugs are not nimuach when you bake them, but their edges become afer. The parts of the bug become ish, and mainly the bug is not sholem. So the time of that baking bugs, okay. So it's not so appetizing to talk about it. How is that way? But and the time of that it doesn't happen right away. Okay, we need an explanation. But listen to what the Taz said. The Prima Gadim says, you got to read this Taz. The Taz was matir which raisins? It says, and I read you the Lashon, he was matir the raisins that were bought oisam shalaku kaidim shenoida sheyesha milbin. I would think, if you bought raisins before this lady, then you're okay. If you bought it after this lady, then you're not okay. What?
Because when you put it, was it an
iser? They baked it already. But now you're trying to figure out when I bought it. The Taz was matir, the raisins that were baked. Let's say this lady bought it on Sunday, and on Wednesday she checked her raisins, and she says, hey, they have bugs. They went to the store. The store has bugs. What about Sunday? So Prima Gadol says the Taz was matir until the lady found the raisins. Until she saw them. How do you explain that? What?
Until she found them, until they
found them. Until she found them or the Meicha found them? Not sure.
It wasn't a
Maybe the Meicha found them.
It wasn't
Mosek in the bugs. Okay, good. Now you think about it. You and I would say, what do you mean? It was there since Sunday. The Meicha has bugs, she has bugs. It was there since Sunday. So the Prima Gadim explains, it's probably here in the Pesachei Tshuva B'Kitzer, that there's a chazakah, like you're saying, a chazakah, a chazal called Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. If I find bugs here today, I have no din to say the bugs were here yesterday. Now here, I would say, what do you mean? She bought it in the store. The store has bugs, she has bugs. She bought it Sunday. Must have been there since Sunday. The Prima Gadim says, no. Maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there were no bugs. And Wednesday, there became bugs in the store and became bugs in her house. What are the odds? What are the odds? The answer is that that's the halacha of chazaka. The Prima Gavra says that's the din of chazaka. The din of chazaka is that when you find it, you find it. And before that, it wasn't there. There's no reason to say they were there. What are the odds that it happened that way? I don't know what the odds are. Tanim sekalaya.
That's...
The fleece store in California, well, that had to do with the rule of kavur kemechza al mechza. It was similar, a similar idea, that the halacha paskins eyes. Okay, it's good. You know what? It's similar. It's similar. There's a chef shmeitzer that I love learning in yeshiva. Whenever I find an excuse, I try to learn it. There's a chef shmeitzer about a shayla with meat. It's a chef shmeitzer. It's a store. They shechted 7 animals. And they said it was selling off the meat from the animals. I mean, they hung the animal and people bought a slab of meat. They had sold, at this time, 4.5 animals. And they had 2.5 left, 2 whole ones and 1/2 that they were selling. And someone checked the stomachs of the animals and they found one stomach was treif. They don't know which stomach for which animal, right? They took all the stomachs, piled them up in the corner. And now they find the treif is the one stomach. So now you got 7 animals, you don't know which one was treif. So the halacha is, well, called the parish, meruba parish. Whatever was sold was from the right. Right, 6 out of 7 were kosher. Kol kavua kemechta amechta. Whatever's in the store is also. You don't go basarayv on a kavua. So it's easy. Whatever you sold is mutter. Whatever's in the store is also. So it started a tumult. What about the half an animal that's out and the half animal that's in? The half animal that's out, you're saying, it's a kosher animal. Because right. The half animal that's in, you're saying it's kavua, this half animal is treif. But it's the same animal, had the same stomach.
It's got that one is kosher and one is not. Once you really have a cloud, a principle on the other one, you have a principle, both words are it.
Okay, good. So the Shmaitzer brings that this was a tumult, and he quotes a Pri Chadash. His Lashon is very sharp. He says, anybody that says this is a Shaila, his Lashon is, Eine Yadea Ben Yemina L'Smailai Bedini Yisavahetim. Anybody that is a Shaila, and the Beis Hillel calls it a Shaila, he brings those who call it a Shaila, but he says, hey, whoever thinks it's a Shaila, Eine Yadea Ben Yemina L'Smailai. We don't paskin that with Nevi'im, and we know called the parish is mutter and called kavuka. We paskin halacha that this is mutter and this is aser, and we're not neviim to know exactly what happened. And that's what the shmaitzer brings. The same thing here with the bugs. The Taz, the way the Prima Gadim is explaining it, and again, the Prima Gadim is brought in the Pisrei Tshuva Bekitzer. It makes it easier to read. Is that we don't know what happened with these bugs, but we have a klal by chazaka kanyim sekanoya, raisins that don't have bugs. And got bugs. From when you got the bugs, tanim tzakanhoya means you found it here and now. Now it started. So the shach asks, in such a short period of time, they all came. I don't know. You know, we have in Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph of Yeredeya, a sheichit who you test him and he doesn't remember the halachas. But he got originally Kabbalah. So we say the same thing. We say he forgot it now. Everything he shechted yesterday is mutter. Whatever he forgot now. What are the odds he forgot now? That's the halacha. Tanim tzakanoya. Chazok has worked that way. And based on that, this Taz was matir all of these ragaloch and at least the ones that were kaidim shenoida before she discovered them. That was bought before she discovered them is mutter. Actually, you're right. It's not she discovered them. It's the store discovered them. Is mutter. It's funny, after the store discovered them, the one store wasn't going to sell it anymore.
Yes.
The whole idea is a double pella. What? It's based on kandim sekanoi. It's based on this idea. What? Raisins today. Raisins today is a fascinating thing. You know, the Shiloh bugs and raisins, people ask me, I tell them, I don't know. There was a meeting down here of all the Hechsher organizations, except for one that holds its mutter and it's an Irish guy. But there was a meeting down here. The fellow who discovered the bugs and the raisins was here. it's mind-boggling. To get the bugs out of the raisins takes about 2 hours worth of work. You have to mulch the raisins, and at the end, you end up with a lot of black dots, and you got to put it under a magnifying glass. And there are some bugs. Ultimately, there are bugs in the raisins, and they come. It's funny, you know, in the 21st century, how do they make raisins? In the vineyards, they spread shmatas on the floor, and they put the vines. They don't take the grapes. Ruba de ruba. There are some grapes they take in, but grapes are spread on the floor to dry. They call it sun-dried. Sun-dried means they're too lazy to bring it into a place. They just spread it out on the floor, and that's where it dries. And bugs do fly in to the raisins. It's impossible to know how common it is, because to coax out a couple of bugs takes, like I say, a very long period of time. You have to soak it until it becomes mulch, and then you have to strain it, and it's just a big avodah rabba. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't know, you know. I'll tell you the truth. If it would be a shiloh over something delicious, you know, I would declare. For raisins, it's not worth it for me to get into shiloh with bugs. But I don't think anybody could say for certain how shchiach it is in raisins. That's why they're using craisins. A lot of the chocolate-covered raisins may not taste as good as they used to because they're using craisins. I know they get away with it. The label still says raisins. But inside it's the dried cranberry craisins, which don't have a problem. Apparently the bugs like me, they don't like the craisins. But most bakeries are using craisins. It depends which hasher they have. Some hasherim allow it, and many hasherim don't. They're using the craisins, which are drier, but sometimes they put in the oil too. Good Shabbos.